To help rescue people in disaster settings, researchers at NC State are turning to one of nature's most resilient and, let's face it, repulsive creatures, cockroaches. The researchers are in the early stages of using what they call cyborg cockroaches to collect sound and gather data. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk reports.
Let's get this out of the way. People hate cockroaches. In fact, NC State's entomology department studies how to repel the little insects. About 4 years ago, that department got an unusual request. Engineering professors Albert Boskert and Mihai Sikitiu wanted to use some of the roaches to help people. Sikitiu says the roach repellers said, take them.
Despite the fact that they like to find ways to get rid of it, they love insects and they would like to see them being used for other purposes.
Sikitiu and Boskert want to use them to find people trapped in disaster settings.
Tommy, can we play with this one? Is it one of our heroes?
Boskert gets a roach from one of his graduate students at the NC State iBionics lab. The roach is half the size of his palm.
This is the size that you generally see in Indiana Jones movies.
Boskert is absurdly nonchalant as it slowly crawls around his hand. It's called a Madagascar hissing cockroach.
So you can hear the hiss sound.
And before you get too grossed out, let's explain why Boskert chose roaches. They're incredibly resilient and experts at navigating through tiny spaces. The Madagascar roach is much slower than your household variety, and they can carry about 5 grams of equipment.
Tiny backpacks with microphones and tiny radios and tiny batteries to transmit that information outside.
They're still figuring out the best strategy for using them. Engineering professor Edgar Lobaton says one idea is basically just to strap the backpacks on and let them roam.
We're thinking of them as a swarm. So instead of having an individual making small measurements here and there, we actually have like a crowd, you know, a crowd of insects basically making small observations.
And as they sweep through the rubble, Mihai Sikitiu says emergency personnel would get a map of the sound and data they collect.
We envision somebody with a sort of a tablet that sees on a map representation where the roaches are and how they proceed, and if they find anything, where that something is.
Sikitiu and Boskert say that approach could work in other settings, too. They're in discussions with a nuclear energy plant about having the roaches roam around to detect leaks. Another idea is to actually control the roaches' movement. Tamid Latif is a graduate student working on the project.
We have lots of interesting experiments, which most of us would think that it's only possible with robots. But no, not anymore. We have roaches doing the same things.
This is the sound of researchers clicking a joystick back and forth as they direct a cockroach along a 10-foot S-shape. Latif says the backpack in this case has a Bluetooth radio and microcontroller, think tiny computer, with electrodes connected to the roach's right and left antenna.
The voltage pulse that we are applying is very small in the millivolt range. It just does the function of stimulating the roach's antenna, but at the same time, it's not high enough to, you know, zap the roach or anything.
In the lab, Boskert can steer them pretty consistently, but he says the real world would be much more challenging.
It is definitely more insect than robot, and this is what we actually feel lucky about, because under the rubble, in that dynamic unknown environment, it is really difficult to build strategies to find your way, and cockroaches are the experts of this.
All the tests have been in the lab so far. He says it'll be another 3 to 5 years before they use the roaches in actual rubble. Boskert says it could lead to a situation where one day, when people see a cockroach, they'll be relieved instead of repulsed. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.